Hello and welcome to Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. This is episode 58. Yesterday, the 5th UPRT conference in applied linguistics was held. That is University of Page Roundtable Conference, and it's an international event attracting some people, applied linguists, teachers, colleagues from all over Hungary as well as from abroad like Croatia. 2 years ago, I gave a presentation with Lovorka Cergolan-Miletic, and she has come again this time. And after the conference, together with her and another colleague from Croatia, Vladimir Legac, we went downtown to have a glass of beer near a fountain. So episode 58 is about that, our conversation downtown.
It really reminds me of some fairs in Croatia, and I'm really glad that there's been a revival of old fairs in Croatia.
Has there been?
All like around Central Europe, I would say.
But this is something special. Whose monument is this?
It's Kodály.
Kodály.
Hungarian composer.
Name I know, yeah. I think.
Now, speaking about renovations, you know, when I compare Pécs with the Pécs of a year ago...
Different?
Yes.
Which
I'm
is better?
Quite happy with the main... pedestrian precinct down the what's the name of the main square?
Széchenyi Square. That's
okay.
Nice now.
Did
you notice
the
changes?
The pavement.
No, it's nicer.
New, and halfway down the close to the synagogue, and half of that it's also pedestrian zone. Between Széchenyi tér,
the one that you like, you said Mediterranean.
Yes, because there are fig trees. Okay,
right.
Now your mother-in-law would say.
Do you know why the changes?
Yes. Center of cultural center.
And
of
did you
the,
know this before you came, or
no?
You just
because
found out?
Of those brochures that
right.
you gave. Mm-hmm. But you last year you mentioned something
that this
that,
year will be special.
Yes, I think I've heard an announcement here or somewhere, but I really forgot.
You know that
and then
other,
when I saw the brochures, and then I said
two other cities
no,
in Europe, which are capitals of culture.
Graz.
That was a number of years ago, but this
Liverpool.
Year it's, no, this year it's Page. Istanbul, and there's one Essen in
the
Germany.
Only the European part of Istanbul?
Good question, I'm not sure.
Okay, so, well, but now the renovations, that one, well, how long will it take them? I really don't, you know, I hate walking along that, you know.
It's just dragging on and on, and that's a real problem.
So okay. Pécs,
it's not going to be ready this year. I mean, not everything will be completed.
Okay.
You're the Pécs, the European
capital of culture
for this year.
This year. It's always for one full year.
All right.
And then next year is going to be three different cities. Maybe Srebrenica.
I don't think so. But okay, nice try.
I think any country that belongs to the European Council can be
so we are in.
We're in, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like an EU thing, it's a European one.
And they can't expel us, can they? No.
If we try hard.
Okay.
And I think I'm not sure who decides the countries, but once the countries are decided, within the country there's this program going on, who should be the
because
winner.
Close to where I live, there's a village, Sveti Martin na Muri, and now they qualified for the European village, also something like that, I don't know the whole of the post-modifier that you attach to
the... Because of the beauty of the place, or because of its
traditions? Yes, because of the progress that made,
Economic
now they even
cultural.
Have a golf court, I don't know. Really, an expensive
do you
hotel.
Play golf?
No, I don't. No,
I'm
not well off. I couldn't afford it. No.
It's an expensive one.
You know where we go riding. Mm-hmm. So you know,
Hippodrome,
so here is the Hippodrome
Sava. Hippodrome Sava, yes.
And here is the
For the
Sava.
Benefit of the listeners, you mean like here is on the right and to the left?
All right.
That's in Zagreb,
here,
first
okay,
of all, the
this
location.
This is in Zagreb, and the southern bank of the river Sava. Well, we go riding there because there is a rather wide space. We can ride there, we can gallop there. And then we usually go up to the dam, and we can see, we overlook the golf court. And once our horses were rather unruly, and they were making noises, and it was so funny. They were not very, they were very happy, both of them, since they're male, one of them is a stallion, and one of them a gelding, but still, sometimes he thinks, this is the one I fell off from. And he thinks from time to time that he is still a stallion and behaves this way.
Although he's like
he's a gelding, and he kicks the other one for some time to time. We were galloping, and he's competing with the other one. Unfortunately, the other one has been sold. The one that my husband really liked to ride and rode him very, very nicely. That one wasn't very easy to manage. And my horse would just in the middle of galloping, he would just raise his hind leg and try to kick the other one.
Oh,
wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. And I would go like this, woo woo. And then we go
but
to
you didn't
up
fall.
To no, never like this. But that time last year I really wasn't very lucky. On the one hand. On the other hand, I was very lucky.
because
I can still walk.
And that concludes the 58th episode of Take Off the Podcast, Stories by Students and Classics. Theme music by Carter Laszlo, episode track by Thalassa, Two Ways to Learn. And until next time, take it easy.